T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm Jack Edwards.
Jack Edwards, the voice of the Boston Bruins.
It's like a heartbeat with this team. Boom!
Jack Edwards joins Marloni and Fourier live on Sports Radio WEEI.
And who has more fun than us?
Get up!
Here's the Bruins Thursday here at WEEI. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, play-by-play man for Nesson of the Boston Bruins, Jack Edwards. Jack, how you doing, buddy? Christian and Lou.
I'm doing okay, Lou. How are you?
Good. We are doing well. You know, just think about this last night, TNT, right? ESPN. How many less games is that for you guys? I know you don't want to do them all. I get it.
We formerly did 70 under the NBC contract, but yeah, we'd like to do all 82 and all the playoffs, but money walks.
Mm-hmm. And talks. It talks, too.
Yeah.
Wrong's favorite number.
Yeah, speaking of money, though, there is this, I guess, this new wave of just gambling being part of these pregame shows, these halftime shows, and the telecasts. I'm just curious your opinion on how much gambling input is on during these telecasts.
I took exception to TNT's use of it, but I can understand. The revenue stream is overpowering, and there's a lot of viewers who have skin in the game. So, you know, that's stimulating to the viewership. And, you know, I don't gamble on sports. I don't suggest that anybody gambles on sports. But I think as long as the league polices itself really strictly, it's not a problem.
Jack, before we get into this one, just I know last week we talked about McAvoy and an extension. They finalized
yeah,
that, right?
I got that one wrong.
nine and a half. I mean, was it a surprise? I mean, listen, he's worth it, but was it a surprise, that number?
Yeah, I agree with both points you make. It was a surprise, and he's worth it.
Yeah.
Because that's way more than 10% of the salary cap. And this team has been chugging along and in contention for quite a while, and has had a culture of spreading it out. You know, the fear is not that Charlie McAvoy won't perform as a $9.5 million player. I have no worries about that. My fear is that, in addition to Pastrnak, some other guy who's young, who's coming up for a contract, has a spectacular contract year and puts the Bruins over his knee. And, you know, that's a really difficult situation for a team to be in. But I trust Don Sweeney. I think he's done an excellent job managing the cap, and he knows way more about that than I do.
All right, so we're talking to Jack Edwards. Jack, so give me your thoughts on Swayman last night.
Christian, I thought he had a bad game, and he said as much post-game, and that impressed me in that he's accountable. In general, the Bruins looked like a team playing its second game of the season against a team that it had more reps and was hungrier and was more alert. I don't think there's any player you can point to on the Bruins, maybe with the exception of McAvoy, who didn't make an egregious mental error. Most of them got away with them last night, but you know, we know who didn't get away with it, and the goalie, they keep track of his mistakes on the scoreboard. So, you know, I think he'll be better for it, but yeah, it was disappointing because as Bruce Cassidy said after the game, they needed a save when they didn't get one.
You know, it's funny because you know, Tuukka Rask has been such a just been kicked around this town for so many years, and I'm curious, yeah, right. Like, is this the year where Bruins fans finally start appreciating Tuukka Rask?
Right. They never appreciate you till you're gone, right? So yeah, the thing about Tuukka's style is that he isn't flashy, and his preparation for the shot is so immaculate that he looks like he's not doing much. All he's doing is stopping the puck better than anybody in NHL history, save one guy. He's got the second best save percentage of all time. So, you know, I know he hasn't won the Stanley Cup, but he's done absolutely everything else he could do for the Boston Bruins. And I think people in this season are going to appreciate him more and more as time goes on.
All right, we're talking to Jack Edwards. Jack, I'm curious. I know that Cassidy had said he's going to do this a few times, right, with Grizzlick coming up with McAvoy. But when you see last night, I don't know, Carlo with Riley and Clifton and Forsberg, like, is that something that he can continue to do? Or do these guys need to kind of some time to kind of come together? Because those second pairings were both of them. Neither one of them are very good.
Yeah, Derek Forbert had a bad game last night. His hands weren't doing him any favors, and he got caught flat-footed on a turnover that turned into an odd man rush that turned into a goal. And, you know, he's trying his hardest, but right now he looks a lot more comfortable on the third pair than he does on the first pair. I was really impressed with Grizzlick's game last night. He was definitely the Bruins' second-best defenseman behind McAvoy. His skating was just awesome, and he only got blown off the puck once. And for a guy his size to play defense as necessarily with the stick as he does and not the body, I was really impressed with his effort. But, yeah, the Bruins have to bring Forbert up or find a different combination that's going to work on the top line, because I don't know if Grizzlick has proven that he's durable enough to get through the playoffs as a targeted defenseman. So, you know, that's a long-term concern.
So during the first intermission, Wayne Gretzky, ooh, I never thought I was going to be able to say that. Wayne Gretzky, right, the great one, he was talking about, you know, the lack of ice time for that Bergeron line. So, you know, he didn't like the fact that I think it wasn't enough for him. Is that just an early season thing, or is it something else?
I think that Bruce is trying to rotate the four lines and give them as much exposure as he can while the game is in doubt. You know, when Bergeron's line is out there, not as much as you would expect early in the game, that's because Bruce is saving them for the third period. Marchand had just a spectacular game. I mean, the guy maneuvered through such tight spaces, was physical, was fast, pressured guys with his defense, and he was spectacularly creative. The guy's off to an MVP start. If the Bruins can put together a long winning streak and he gets a point streak going, he's going to get serious consideration for the Hart. I mean, he already is. Two of the last 3 years, he's been in the top five.
Jack, are we past the point of like thinking about breaking this lineup again? I know they've messed with it before, and maybe with Krejci and Pastrnak being together, but is it just it is what it is? Get as most as you can out of this first line, or are they better served trying to, you know, break it up somehow?
I'm watching the game. I was chuckling at times because Philadelphia has shored up its D, but they were in the torture chamber against those guys. Yeah. And when you have a line such as Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak that can put a physical team, a physical defense on its heels and keep the puck in the attacking zone 25 seconds at a time, I don't think you break them up. I think you try to coach up the other lines. And until Foligno got hurt and Bruce had to juggle his lines, and I thought Coyle got the short end of that stick. He was jumped around to several combinations. I thought, mid-second period, all three top three lines had scored. So, you know, I respectfully disagree with the great Gretzky.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I was trying to gauge how judgy or how, critical you are with some of these, these national, the ESPN, studio show. You can be, because you got Mark Messier with ESPN. You got, Wayne Gretzky. Like, give me a grade for those two. not listening.
I frankly, I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I'm watching a game on national, I set my stopwatch for 17 and a half minutes at the end of each period, and I walk away.
Is it because you can't handle what they're saying? You think they're full of crap?
No. I work with the very best analyst in the game, and he has taught me how to watch hockey. And it's not that I shut myself off to other input, but I have better things to do, like go throw the ball for the dog.
I think most fans kind of, when you see a national broadcast, you're like, oh, these guys don't know our team, right? They throw the fluff out there. They don't know the insides and outs. Like, it's like baseball. Smoltz yesterday saying that Devers keeps getting better every year at third base defensively. Right. And it's like, no, actually he's not. I wanted to ask you about, I think tomorrow night, Omark's going to be in net against Buffalo. What do you expect, and what is Buffalo doing to get off to a 3-0 start?
The fans in Buffalo deserve a winning team, but, a couple of years ago, Buffalo was in playoff contention into January, and then the bottom fell out. So, those fans aren't going to buy playoff tickets until they're in game 82. I think Don Granato's doing an excellent job as coach. He's got those guys playing together, but Omark's got to put one up for the Bruins. The old saying is don't lose two in a row, and Buffalo's feeling it a little bit in the early season, and the Bruins need to have 60 minutes of conscientious play in front of Omark, because from what we've seen, he is going to give up rebounds, and they're not going to be in the right places. So, they've got to be tuned in.
Well, I saw Buchigross made a bet, and they said, I guess if Buffalo, if they sell out, he's going to buy a beer for everybody in the building. I don't know, you and Brick doing that at the Garden, or what? What are we going to for the next one? Next home one?
I can't speak for Brick, but Butchie must be making a lot of money.
All right, Jack, listen, man, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week, and can't wait to talk to you next week. Appreciate the time.
All right, Lou and Christian, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.